sunshine today, but he is in Florida, Sarasota this morning, speaking at Booker Elementary School. The message will be targeted to folks back in Washington, though, House and Senate negotiators who are trying to come to terms on his education plan. We'll have that story and others coming up. It's 5:51, and this is Morning Edition on your NPR station, WUSF 89.7.
Columbia today. I'm Bob Edwards. Today is Tuesday, September 11th. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition.
President Bush pushes his education plan in Sarasota this morning. And around town, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays take on the Boston Red Sox tonight at St. Pete's Tropicana Field. Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Carson Cooper. This is WUSF 89.7 News. It's day two of President Bush's trip to Florida, a trip he hopes is getting some attention back in Washington. Speaking at Justina Road Elementary School in Jacksonville yesterday, the president urged lawmakers to act on his education program. Separate plans were passed by both the House and Senate, and negotiators are stuck on the costs.
I'm confident that with the right attitude in Washington, and we did need a little attitude adjustment in terms of trying to focus on the good public policy as they're trying to tear each other down, that we can get a good bill out.
That bill would call for $900 million a year for local school districts to develop diagnostic reading programs. Yesterday also marked the first time Governor Jeb Bush appeared publicly with his brother since Janet Reno announced plans to run for governor. The president is now in Sarasota, where he'll appear later this morning at Booker Elementary School. There is another attempt to put a law on the books that would allow patients to sue their HMOs here in Florida. Correspondent Danielle Jones reports.
John Morgan, head of Florida law firm Morgan, Colling & Gilbert, is now also the head of a new petition.